This is Business Rockstars. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to the show. Joining me now, we've got Jeremy Andrus, President and CEO at Traeger Wood Fired Grills. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
All the way from Salt Lake City, just zipping through LA for
you
the day.
Here with you guys today.
I love it. So tell us about your business.
So Traeger Grills is a 30-year-old brand, and it is the best consumer product that no one's ever heard of. And it's a really, really simple solution that makes people really happy. It's a barbecue grill for your backyard that uses all natural hardwood pellets as the fuel and the flavor source. And you use it to bake pizzas, do pulled pork, cook your steaks, your veggies. And what is remarkable about Traeger is that people that have it consistently say, my Traeger changed my life.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a big statement.
A grill in your backyard. Grilling. Who would have thunk, right?
Yeah. So cool. Okay. So this company, like you said, has been around for 30 plus years, but you acquired it when?
Acquired it about 3.5 years ago.
So what made you want to get into this business?
You know what? Having spent my career in consumer products and hard goods, one of the things that I've realized as an entrepreneur is that it's hard to create magic. And so in my years at Skull Candy, we figured out how to create magic, and it grew like crazy to 8 to 80 countries around the world. But as I look back, I realize that that process is, it's not perfect, it's not entirely predictable. And I found this little business in Oregon, and what I heard from Traeger owners just blew my mind. I mean, literally, they would say, this is the best thing I've ever owned. They would say, it has changed my life. And so when I found that, I said, the magic has been created. Now we've got to scale it.
So it's kind of like looking for the magic is your
Absolutely.
Piece of advice when it comes to really growing a business. So how do you identify the magic?
You know, from a consumer's perspective, I think it's a couple of things. First of all, you know, we interact with hundreds of brands every day. And the reality is that most brands fit a need, but they don't do that much for a consumer. And so if you can create something that is highly satisfying, in a way that is incredibly differentiated from other things out there, you've got a winner. And I think being different and being disruptive as an entrepreneur is everything. If you're trying to sell something that looks like every other widget or product or service on the market, it's just hard to win.
So is that just luck coming upon an idea, or is that something that you can conjure up in your mind, this disruptive product or service or whatever it is as an entrepreneur that you're aiming to create?
You know, I think great entrepreneurs learn to see the world through a different set of lenses. And so if you ever ask a customer what they're looking for, they'll tell you something, but they won't really understand what they need. And so oftentimes I think it requires knowing your customer really, really well, better than any of your competitors, observing how they behave, and then creating a solution that actually identifies a problem for them. And so you create a solution, and if it's great and it's disruptive, a consumer says, oh my gosh, I never would have guessed this, but this is the best thing now. Got to really understand your consumers to disrupt them.
Yeah, great advice. And obviously, this isn't your first rodeo. Like you mentioned, alluded to, you helped build Skull Candy, which became wildly successful. And so tell us a little bit about that journey. Let's start at the very beginning when you became one of the co-founders.
Well, you know, I was living in San Francisco, and I'm riding the bus into the office to the financial district and not loving what I was doing there. And so I'm always observing trends. And one of the trends I observed in 2003 was these white cables that connected to this novel product called an iPod. And that was a big deal then. There was no portable music. It was the Sony Walkman back in the
totally
day.
I totally remember when I saw my first iPod. I was like, whoa.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And so I would see one of these flowing white cables, and then they would multiply. And, you know, a year into it, half the people on the bus would have an iPod.
Yeah.
And so I had that experience, and I was out snowboarding in Park City, Utah for a weekend. And I met a guy that was integrating audio and mobile phone technology into snowboarding helmets. And that was the beginning. It was about portable music in snowboarding gear on the mountain.
And that's where the idea
started.
Yeah.
And of course, You know, I think you learn as an entrepreneur, you start with vision, you see a need and you start with vision, but being opportunistic around where it can take you is really important. And so we thought we were going to be an integrated audio company. You know, we were integrating audio into snowboard helmets and into the straps of backpacks with speakers and subs, into sneaker bags, things like that. And what we decided is that what Skullcandy really needed to do was build a headphone brand that appealed to this sort of this young mid-teen consumer that just didn't find any other brand that fit his needs.
Interesting. Okay, so you had the idea, but the idea is just the beginning. What were some of those first steps to making this idea a reality?
Well, you know, I think first of all, you spend a lot of time with consumers. And at Skullcandy, we were a big believer that great ideas weren't found sitting behind a desk. So we spent time on chairlifts, on the mountain with our consumers, and just really understanding them and observing them in habitat. And then we started to develop product. And it's a very iterative process, especially when you haven't spent time in China before. So we'd concept a China, we'd concept a product, we'd trade it back and forth with agents in China, we'd fly it over there, we'd walk trade shows, and you slowly figure these things out. I mean, there are a million books and case studies on how to build a product, how to take a product to market, but the reality is that you, as an entrepreneur, you figure it out. You just start pounding the pavement and you learn some of the hard lessons, but it's just the best way to learn and to figure out a better way to do it.
And then you grew the revenue in that company to what, 300?
300 million sales,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So I'm sure there was a lot to that, but give us a few little nuggets on what it takes to scale a business that much.
So I think what you find when a business starts to grow is that your pain points move. And so, you know, early on, the pain point was we didn't know where to build the product. And so we go over to China and we start taking buses around southern China, talking to factories. And then you find a place to build and you realize you got to finance it. You got to raise money. And it's a totally different thing. And then once you've raised money and you finance it, you have to figure out how to sell it and how to build a brand. And so I think what happens is entrepreneurs start with a great vision and then they figure out how to execute it by building a team. And there are a million things that happen in the process, but if you can connect a great vision and learn the art of building a team, that's ultimately how you scale a business.
So then, of course, I have to ask you, what's the art to building a great team?
You know, I wish it was more scientific, but I think a couple of things happen. The first is that you start to learn how you build an organization. What are the functions that you need? What is the process for putting it together? But the intangible, and I think where you really win, is in how you select people. You know, because I think you learn this quality, and it is a learned quality, and it's a little bit of an instinct as well, which is finding winning characteristics in people. And if you hire people that figure out how to go through a brick wall to get something done, and you put all of the right people together, that is the magic of scaling a business. And honestly, it's like over time, I've just gotten better at it. Over time, you start to recognize these winning characteristics in people.
Well, and of course, that's the challenge is when you're hiring people, you have such little exposure to them. So recognizing those characteristics can be tricky. You obviously have gotten better at it. So how have you gotten better at identifying these characteristics?
So part of it is that I think there are really a couple of things. One is that you learn how to ask the right questions. You get really, really clear on what this person needs to do for your company. And you get really prepared on the questions that you ask that person. And by the way, it's like every resume looks good. And so I don't hire based on resume. In fact, you know, what I focus a lot more than sort of resume attributes are cultural attributes. Because I really think, you know, every company can find good people, but the secret sauce on a team is creating culture that helps people not only make decisions, but it inspires them to be their best selves. So that's the one piece. Like, be super prepared and focus on culture more than anything. And actually, I think it starts with figuring out what your own value system is. And so we defined our values very, very clearly, and we connected the vision of the business with the cultural values that we wanted people to live by. And the cynical side of me has learned that people don't change that much. Like, we are who we are. And so as an entrepreneur, if you can screen for those values and bring the right people in the door, you don't need people to change.
All such good stuff. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about business school, whether it's necessary, whether it's not, all that good stuff. We are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
So what would you do with an extra $500?
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, flavored vapor products that help adult smokers switch, but may also appeal to youth. To address it, Juul Labs stopped the sale of non-tobacco and non-menthol-based flavored Juul pods to over 90,000 traditional retail stores. Learn more about Juul Labs' efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
Here is your healthcare.com.
We are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. Welcome to Business Rockstars. We are continuing our conversation with the president and CEO of Traeger Grills. Now, I mentioned we're going to talk about business school, which we will get to in a second. But first, I want to talk about when you first acquired Traeger Grills. Within 6 months, you figured out, whoa, we've got a problem here.
There's some issues.
And it really meant starting over and basically letting go the majority of the employees that were already in place. So tell me about that time.
Well, you know, it was it was a hard part of my career. It wasn't what I thought I was signing up for. And I had this realization as I got on the inside and started to really try to build the values within the business and redirect it towards a different vision. I realized that a lot of people weren't really on the team. It was a job. There was infighting. There was a culture that wasn't conducive of sort of creating this aspirational desire to build something great. And I got 6 months into it, and I had a day where I just said, this isn't working. This team, like, there's just so many bodies buried behind the walls of this old business, as small as it was, and decided I had to start over. And so created a careful plan to really sequence rebuilding the team. And, you know, we let 90% of the people go and relocated the business to Utah and effectively started over with people that I knew.
And that would be a lot of entrepreneurs' worst nightmare, because when, as an entrepreneur, you want to move forward, but that feels like taking steps back. But sometimes that's necessary.
You have to rebuild.
To go forward.
You know, one of the hardest lessons I learned, and actually I learned it at Skull Candy early on. I remember hiring someone who on paper was fantastic. And from a skill set perspective was very good, but culturally he wasn't good for the business. And I was able to rationalize, we need this guy, he's good. I don't want to have to go out and rehire this position. And ultimately I look back and I realized it was a mistake, because culturally he was toxic in the business. And I think as an entrepreneur, learning that the glue that holds your business together is the culture and it's the people. And don't ever sacrifice that. Be willing to make hard decisions around people for the greater good of the team.
So you believe in the whole fire fast motto?
Absolutely. You know what? I realize that when you sit around, you're talking about someone and saying, this person's not working out. He or she is this or that. They're not, eventually you realize that you're just wasting your time, because you never stop talking about that person. And so if there's someone that just isn't working, you just acknowledge that you don't get it right every time. And it's more art than science. make a move quickly.
Yeah. So let's go back to what we were talking about earlier with consumer products and how they really have to have that magic, that it factor, if you will. Yeah. I'm sure everyone's got their own name for it. But how do you relay that to the customer, that this product has magic, even though you haven't tried it yet and you need this?
Do you know, it's actually one of the hardest things I think you do. When you have something that's disruptive and is meaningful to a consumer, the good news is when you can communicate that to them, it's a win.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
But the reality is that innovations take a lot of consumer education. And so at Traeger, we've got this solution that we think is going to disrupt outdoor cooking globally. Yeah, the problem is that no one knows what a wood pellet grill is. They just scratch their head and they have no idea. And so we've got 20 different ways that we communicate with our consumers. And so there's no single thing in a marketing plan that allows you to win. You recognize that consumers need a lot of different touch points. And the touch points aren't necessarily just from the company. They're coming from people in their circles of influence, from people who are influential on social media. And so we really think about how do we connect with our consumers in a lot of different ways, but principally in ways that are emotional to them.
Interesting. So let's go back to Skull Candy, because you helped take the company public, mm-hmm. correct? So yep. What was that like?
You know what? Boy, that was a ride. And I got to tell you, until you've tried it, I thought it was a badge of honor. It's something I'd always wanted to do before I did it.
A lot of companies. Yeah, that's the dream.
It sounds amazing until you and it was a great experience. I wouldn't trade that experience. And you know, you go on an IPO roadshow, and you know, for a kid that was used to sitting at the back of the airplane, and suddenly you're on this private airplane, you're traveling around to three cities a day and eating great food.
Wow, glamorous.
Glamorous until you get to the third day and you realize that everybody's asking you the same mindless questions.
Exhausting.
Exhausting. And then you wake up after your roadshow and you realize nothing's really different, except I now answer to a whole bunch of shareholders on Wall Street, you know, to equity analysts and to hedge funds. And you know, it's a great experience and you learn a lot of business discipline. The one thing that I really struggled with around the process of being a public company CEO is that when you're private, you obsess over your customer and their experience with the product at retail, when they open the box, all of the things that matter in business. And when you go public, you start to obsess over your financials and your quarter, and you get really good at storytelling what happened in the business. How do you spin a negative to be a positive? And honestly, to me, that was a mindless activity. I love it so much more, just being a private business and doing what's right for the business.
Yeah, I think it's good as an entrepreneur to know what you want and why you want it, so you can choose the right fit for you.
Totally.
Okay, as promised, we are going to talk about business school. You have your MBA from Harvard, and obviously you don't regret it, love it, but you have an opinion on whether or not it's necessary.
I do. Yeah, you know, like I had a great experience at Harvard Business School. It's a tremendous place. You get a chance to not only learn a lot about leadership and about sort of topics where I had voids that I hadn't studied in the past, but most importantly, you meet really great people. And I love that. In fact, this weekend, I was at my 15th Harvard Business School reunion. It's great to reconnect with people. I do think that, and I grew up wanting to go to Harvard. I decided at 14 years old I was going to Harvard Business School.
Oh, cool.
And they disagreed the first time I applied. So I had applied a second time. But I think that you really have to think long and hard about whether or not business school is right for you. What exactly are you trying to learn and to get done at business school? What do you expect to do there that you can't learn as an entrepreneur? Because I tell you that, like my first couple of years at Skull Candy, which was post business school, I learned way more as an entrepreneur than I learned sitting in classes reading case studies. And so I don't begrudge the experience that I had, but the reality is that it's expensive. It's not just financially expensive, but you take 2 years out of your career to do it. And so if you know exactly what you're trying to get done, I recommend it. It's a great experience. But as an entrepreneur, I don't think you have to.
Yeah. And every industry is very different and the background necessary to be successful in that industry. Let's talk about yours in particular, consumer products.
Yep.
Any advice that you would like to offer entrepreneurs for being successful in this field?
You know, as a consumer product entrepreneur, I think it's really important to observe behaviors in consumers. Innovation is ultimately what drives a consumer product. You know, we live in a very competitive world. And so I think figuring out how do you connect a consumer need with a product that really solves a problem that is not even close to anything else out on the market. If that's how your mind thinks, if you walk down the street seeing solutions to problems that consumers don't necessarily even know that they have, you're a consumer product guy.
That's great. I love it. Thank you so much for your time and stopping by. Really appreciate
it. Nice to be
here,
of course.
Awesome. We are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
The impacts of severe weather events are on the rise, and a natural or man-made disaster can strike at a moment's notice. From floods and fires to tornadoes and hurricanes, these events can have devastating effects on families and entire communities. OnStar's Marianne Adams says, having an emergency plan in place, along with services like OnStar, can assist before, during, and after a crisis.
Creating a family plan for evacuations and communication are key, and keeping a disaster kit at the ready can help save time and lives. And for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac vehicle owners, OnStar advisors are just a button push away, ready to help those in eligible plans with routing assistance, hotel accommodations, and more.
Adam says knowing the weather risks in your region can help in being prepared. It's also important to ensure a disaster plan meets the specific needs of your family, including any pets. For tips and more information, visit OnStar.com. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I've got a special guest in the house, Billy Jean.
What's up?
He's the CEO and founder of Billy Jean is Marketing, Inc. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, brother.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me.
So break it down. What do you guys do? It's got something to do with marketing.
It does. So I'm the marketing guy that marketers call when they need help marketing. So like outside of that, we just help businesses find customers, and we do it using social media. So Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, all that stuff they don't teach you in school, that's what we do.
So like Tony always says, when the president or when the, you know, of a country or when this person or this celebrity or this billionaire needs help, they call Tony. When marketers need help, they call you.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so like if you had to summarize it, like customer acquisition, period. And it's usually the number one reason why most businesses fail is they just don't have enough quality customers and they have no idea how to attract them.
Okay. And you guys come up with some of the craziest videos out there. That's disruptive. It's different. It's unique. I told some of the guys they're going to have to cut some B-roll shots into your guys' crazy videos.
Yeah.
But those are fire. I want to know how you got in this space, though. Give me a little background on your story.
How did you get into this? Comment on that with the videos, like I strongly believe, especially with everything going digital and social, you have to entertain before you can educate or execute.
You guys do make incredible videos. I almost like some of your videos, you act and you play the scripts and the role. I'm almost hearing the accent come out on some of them. So, you guys make amazing videos. You definitely have to entertain before you can educate. I think that's important. Give us a little background, though. You know, how did you become the marketer that you are today? Because I want people to have some context here. Where'd you get your education?
Good question. So I had two parents. They both grew up on welfare. But luckily, they kind of came up and provided me with a good life. So I had this balance of growing up in a family with a lot of people on welfare and everything else that you can imagine that comes with that. And then going to private Catholic schools my entire life. And so I used to see some of the most successful people in the world. They were my friends. And then I see the poorest people in the world. And I was just like, holy cow, what's the difference between these two people? And it always came to the same answer was information and mentors. And so when I started in business, dude, I didn't have anything. Like I just tried to figure it out and I kept failing and failing and failing. And then honestly, I just started like reading. And it's crazy because like, I know a lot of people, if you're like me, like you can't stand the idea of reading. But when I started to love it and be obsessed with it, it was when I started to read to solve problems that I was facing in my life. And then I figured out that books are like cheat codes to life.
Yeah.
They really are. So whenever I came into a struggle, like I would just read something. So anyways, I started my first business, which was a mobile oil change company, irrelevant. But I realized how hard it was to find customers. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hold on, what do I do? So I did Groupon when that first dropped. And I tried all these other things. And then finally, I came into like social media marketing and like Facebook. And I made like $5 on the online ad, and it like blew my mind. And I got obsessed from there.
Okay. And ultimately, how did you shift into the position that you're in now? Because I remember as a coach and a consultant myself, you kind of go with the old adage, right? There's always somebody behind you.
Yeah.
There's always somebody that you're a little bit ahead of. And if you can learn how to position yourself to charge money for that advice to help get them to the next level. And then you kind of learn and then you get to the next level and then maybe you start teaching people how to do what you did. And
sure, sure, sure.
So what was that evolution for you to become the guy that other marketers now go to get their education from?
Gotcha. I would say in short that a lot of people kind of tell how great they are. I'm a big fan of demonstrating. You mentioned my videos.
Yeah.
And so what happened is as I started to fall in love with marketing and Facebook ads, companies started asking me like, hey, can you do this for me? Mm. I had no idea what I was doing, dude. So like, I would just go and just make up stuff and try and figure it out. But as I started to get results, the biggest thing that I did is I would record them. Because here I was, and I had these limiting beliefs that I was this 23-year-old black kid and that nobody would take me seriously who had real money, et cetera. So when I came to the table, I was so insecure about that that I said, I'm going to come with so much freaking proof that they're going to have to want to work with me. Mm-hmm. So I took a camera and I ordered it on Amazon. And I think I started with my cell phone and I recorded every single advertising campaign that I ever created. And when I would go to companies and say, hey, you should work with me, instead of telling them, I'd be like, watch this video. Tell me what you think. And then I took a video and I put it online to a Facebook ad. The next day, I made 10 grand in one day.
Wow.
And I was living in my mom's house at the time. That's all a true story.
CEO and founder of Billie Jean is Marketing, Inc. Billie Jean is in the house. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. And my question is, you like me both don't really like, I could say the word hate, the formal education system, especially for how they teach marketing. I graduated and spent my money to go to college for marketing.
Yeah, you're hitting the hot button right here, man.
Let's talk about that. Why?
If I can I be kind of completely real?
Be completely real.
Dude, I genuinely believe the traditional education system, especially a marketing degree specifically, is honestly the biggest legal scam in the world. And let me explain why. So right now, and you talk to business owners every single day, so you probably know this better than anybody. If someone's going to start a company and they need customers, which it's the blood force of any business, everybody needs customers, where are they going to go to find customers?
And I'm going to add to that real quick because there's nowhere that they go. 80% of chiropractors after 10 years in business stop being a chiropractor because whether you're an attorney, a chiropractor, a dentist, a doctor, they never teach you in business school how to generate leads. Because you didn't go to school for that.
It's crazy. And in addition to that, everyone who I talk to, like coaching thousands of business owners, they say, all right, I know I need to use social media. So when people try and find customers, they'll post on Facebook, they'll make YouTube videos, and just trying to wing it. Now, here's the messed up part. Everybody who's running a business knows they need to find customers in social media. Yeah. Now, any marketing school in the freaking planet, who teaches you how to do that?
None.
Nobody.
I go back and speak at colleges still, and I know you do as well.
Yep.
And they're like, and the people literally raise their hand like, why don't they teach this in the classroom? And I look right at the professor.
It's crazy. But think about this. Education, the price of education, they're still going up. So tell me how this makes sense. You're charging the most amount of money out of everybody, but you're not teaching them the only things that matter today, period. And then in addition to that, you're telling people to borrow money to give you money and then pay interest on that money for the next 30 years.
Yeah. And they can't even get jobs.
And they can't get a job. They have no way to pay it
back. For
the
degree they got.
And they end up doing something completely different. That is literally the scariest thing ever. It's a scam. I don't know what else it's a scam. All your cameras right here. I'm going to be the guy. Like, nobody wants to say it, man. But like,
I put my money into the scam. But I knew it was a scam. But my parents were like, we're blessed that we can afford to pay for the scam for you. And I was like, and they didn't word it that way, obviously.
See, now take this, right? So you take someone like my mom, and she was a probation officer for 30 years. And so for her being employed by the city or the state, she literally could not make more money unless she had a college degree. Mm-hmm. So you take someone like my mother, grew up on welfare, one of 13 kids. All she knows is that college is the key to get you ahead. Mm-hmm. And so here she is talking to me. And she's like, go to college, go to college, go to college. Because that was the one thing that held her back.
Yeah.
And so now you have this generation believing in a system that's completely failing the new generation. And it doesn't work, man. And that's what I was talking about earlier is, you know, the difference between, I think, like kids who do well and don't is mentors. What you see, what they know to be true, right? My parents knew this to be true. Other people's parents are like, this is crazy. What are you doing, right? And so Man, I could go on.
But what I love about what I love about you is that you don't just go on like a tangent and a rant like I do as well about it. Yeah. The difference is, and so many other people will complain about it, you're creating the solution.
Thank you for recognizing that.
So what is that? What is it? What are you guys doing?
So first of all, let me interject on that and say, I am so sick of all the life coaches and motivational people.
Fastest growing industry in the world.
Oh my God. They're getting people so hyped. Like, all you need to do is just work hard and like believe in yourself. Like, shut up. Of course you have to do those things. Give somebody a play-by-play. Yeah. That is literally the purpose of my entire
company.
What's
the recipe book? How can I follow something like the Genius Plan and essentially get results?
Yeah. So my name is Billy Jean. So I created like the Genius Process and it's like the 7 steps to help people find customers. I don't care what business you're in, period. And so what I've created, actually, let me make this even simpler. Instead of going into like some huge like sales thing, can I hook your audience up with something?
Let's do it.
If they just go to copyourads.com, I have a flash drive. I've taken my best performing Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube ads. I have trainings on there. I'm going to send it to you for free. They can pay the shipping. Don't be cheap. And I'll send it out to them for free, honestly.
Okay, what was the URL again?
CopyOurAds.com. O-U-R. CopyOurAds.com, like my company's.
And I'm going to get a free flash drive.
You're going to get a free flash drive, and it's got all of our best performing stuff that's working today. Like, I've ran an agency for the last few years. I've worked with some of the largest franchises in the world. The advertisers we've ran are on this. I want to send it to you for free. And you guys tell me, everyone out there, if you don't learn more about marketing into 2017 than you have your entire life. I'll go there. Your entire life. I don't care what it is. Your entire life. You can come by my office in San Diego, California. I'll buy you a Starbucks. I don't even drink coffee.
And pay for the shipping.
And pay for the flash drive. That's right. So, man.
What would you say has been some of the biggest things that you've learned in marketing that set you apart? Because there's something about you. I'm in the marketing space. Yeah. I work with a lot of different people. There's something about you that separates you from the other people. And it's more than just standing by and being like, here's what we're doing.
Yeah.
What would you say it is?
Number one is nothing sells like proof. And number two, there's never a lack of resources, just a lack of creativity. So what happens is people come out into business and they say, I'm going to sell, you know, this widget. And then they realize their widget only costs $10 and there's no margin to advertise and the margins are small. So they give up on this business instead of being creative and just selling something else after they buy the first thing and creating more products, right? So I think the biggest thing with me is that I never lead. I never feel like I'm selling because all I'm doing is demonstrating what the hell that I do. And then the very second thing behind that is if I run into a jam, I just make stuff up. Curse on the show. I just make stuff up, right? Make up products, make up services to sell. That's probably the biggest constraint that I see on businesses is they have this limiting belief that their business lives in this box. Mm-hmm. The second you go in that box, once that box stops working, you're screwed. Right? Yeah. So creativity. Don't forget to be creative.
What a great way to summarize it. There's no lack of resources, only creativity. Yep. We'll be right back with Billy Jean to find out more about his marketing wisdom. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we connect a community of entrepreneurs. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
I define an entrepreneur as a risk taker, a person who wants to enter into business and is able to operate and manage their business despite the risks that might be involved. Knowing how to save cost and money without compromising the vision of the company or the project. I am a self-made business. I think that's another one thing about my business that I'm very proud of. I managed it myself, and what I did was I created a business plan that started small, just with consulting. And then as the needs and service demand increased, I adjusted the business plan to include that and then worked that into the costing and built it over the last 12 years. Getting clients, that was the first step. And finding clients that married the approach and the style to branding and marketing that I had. I would say to the teenagers, it's really a time to hone in on what it is that you are most passionate about, and then doing everything that you can to get the right credentials, the right internships, the right entryways into the types of businesses and the types of cultures that work for you. How bad is the situation? So I risk assess. And depending on the assessment, I start plotting out my next steps.
So you sit down and you do your budget and you look at all your monthly costs, your bills, your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would help? What would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. And that is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your healthcare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. No wonder more than 400,000 people are doing this now. And look, whether you're single or married or you have kids, this can make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. Just think what you could do with $500 a month. That can cover a car payment or pay back loans or whatever. Join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Find out more. The MediShare people are so easy to talk to. They can answer any questions. They're super friendly. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Rockstars.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Billie Jean, the man, the myth, the legend, is in the house. He's the CEO and founder of Billie Jean is Marketing, Inc. Brother, it's a pleasure to have you on the show with us. My question for you is, so many entrepreneurs out there that I see, and I'm sure you align with this, they're not hitting their income and their impact goals. And I know you've got a reason for why that is. What is it?
Right now, if you're like how I was 4 years ago and you look at your bank account, and literally, when you look at it, you feel sad or mad or angry or stressed out, anxiety, because you know it's not enough to cover your lifestyle. If that's the feelings you're getting right now, I can tell you your problem beyond a shadow of doubt.
What is it?
You lack, or they lack, the skills to solve problems that pay the big bucks. Let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. Take the highest earning careers in the world. You take an attorney. You take a doctor. Yeah. Well, if you ever get into trouble and you're about to go to jail, you call an attorney and they have the skills to stop that situation from happening. If something ever happens to you physically, a doctor can save your life. As a result of having those skills, they can earn a high income. And then you say, okay, well, I'm not a doctor and a lawyer. Exactly my point.
Yeah.
You're not working your butt off, making the sacrifices necessary to do that. Doctors just don't become doctors. They go to school for 10 years. They do a residency. They do all that stuff before they have that earning power. But for some reason, especially with startups, they have this arrogance about them that they can just figure out business and get going, and they don't have any skills. What's a skill? The ability to do something that somebody else cannot.
And you help,
that's when you make money.
You help people like the doctor and the attorney analogy. You do the thing. So if somebody's business is in trouble.
Exactly. And that's on the
you doctor. You help them with the marketing. You're the doctor for that.
If you can make it rain customers on demand, meaning walk into a business, boom, turn it on. Like I have it. If you see in our videos, you see me do things like just last week, 175 appointment requests for a local cryotherapy company in less than 36 hours. When you can come in on demand like that, you can set your prices. And again, the skills to get that done, you can't learn them in school.
Yeah.
And so as opposed to being a motivational guy, we're the solution people. Come to us. Literally, like again, another plug for your audience. Go to Try the Gene Pool, G-E-N-E, like my middle name. TryTheGenePool.com. Come with us. Every month I teach you a different skill, a skill that actually matters that's going to impact your business. Creating videos, how to do Facebook live stream and monetize it, persuasive writing and emails and text messages, things like that. I teach a new skill every single month. And again, if you don't learn more about marketing, and I'm on a call live once a week, hanging out with me in one of those sessions that you ever have in your whole life, stop by the office in San Diego, California. I'll buy you Starbucks.
So your income is in direct proportion to the value you're adding to the world.
Exactly.
And you teach people how to add more value. The byproduct is the increase.
And let me give a synonym there. So people say value a lot, and I think people get lost in that translation sometimes. Value is this: solve a problem for somebody.
Generate, simple. Make it rain leads.
Make it rain That's leads. Value. So here's a customer or here's a client, a chiropractor. They need more customers so that they can support their family. What do? You come in, you run an advertising campaign. They have more customers. They're happy. They're helping more people. It's very synergistic too. It's a fulfilling business. So if you really want a high earning skill set, be the rainmaker. I promise you, you can make way more than a doctor and attorney.
Oh, way more.
way more. I'm just saying.
And I have people tell me all the time. Somebody just asked me the other day. They're like, so Mark, are you investing your money in X, Y, and Z stuff? Yeah. And I said, and one of the things was real estate. And I said, well, yeah. I was like, but not as much as you think. Mm. And I said, the reason why is because one of my mentors said, why would I put my money over here when it might make me 5, 10, 20, 30, 40% in a year when a marketing campaign can generate me 100, 300, 500% return on my money?
Dude, that's so funny. Now, going back into like the lack of education that I had like growing up, to me, I've heard for so long that you have to play the stock market and you have to do all of these things to make a return, where here, all I know is how to grow the hell out of local businesses. Yeah. And yet I find myself in a mastermind last week and I'm asking them like, hey guys, what investments are you making? Because I felt like I was missing something for not doing that, because that's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I just played I just invested into the stock market for the very first time last week.
Yeah.
I called my buddy and I said, what am I doing? I don't know. I did like a TD Ameritrade or whatever. Yeah. And I had no idea what I was doing. Yeah. And the very first question I asked him, why didn't they teach this in school?
I love that. We've got the CEO and founder of Billie Jean Is Marketing, Inc., Billie Jean, in the house. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. My question is, there's a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs out there. They listen to this show. Maybe they even follow people like yourself who teach people how to be more successful. They're trying to figure out how to put the pieces together. What do you think are three things the aspiring entrepreneur who's going to cut the cord from his job, only source of income, wants to start his business? What do you think are three things he needs to know?
Number one, I don't care if you work hard, and neither does the market. Mm. Everybody works hard. The successful people are the people who sacrifice more. If your habits are just like your friends, where they're going to Coachella and the music festivals and all those other things, or watching Netflix on binging, and you're doing all the same things as them, get out of here. You're not an entrepreneur. So if you're willing to have an honest conversation with yourself, are you really willing to not go to those birthday parties, stay up till 3 a.m, and those stupid things like eat Top Ramen forever? That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth. And if you're not willing to do those things, get out of here, because you're going to lose. That's the only thing I can promise you. The second thing I would tell them is get a skill set. Be able to do something that others cannot. If I put you into a room and you can't do something that the other people can't, you are going to lose.
And you've done those. I've seen the competitions.
Yeah. Yes.
And I know I don't even have to ask. One of the most important, I guess, skill sets, as you're talking about here, would be to learn marketing.
Oh my gosh. I think people have looked in the past as like an option. Yeah. Now I believe it's a requirement. Not just marketing, but even creating content. And then I'm going to say another word that I mentioned earlier. Yeah. Those who entertain will win, because entertainment is getting 100% of the attention. So right now, I have people coming to me all the time. They say, but Billy, I'm an attorney. Like, how can I possibly entertain people? Yeah. What? Have you not seen like Judge Judy? That's a lack of creativity. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. And that's why people lose. And so having courses to teach people how to be creative, which would have been mocked once upon a time, is going to probably be the greatest asset that any business owner can have. Now, where can you learn that? From this guy right here.
All right, we'll give us
try the genepool.com.
I was gonna say, you got so many free things.
Try the genepool.com. I will teach you how to do these things. You can learn them. If right now you're doubting yourself and you don't believe that you can be someone who does that, you're gonna lose.
Somebody wants to get access to these. I know we mentioned them. Recap first where they can follow you and get access to this.
Go to www.copyhourads.com.
Billie Jean, pleasure for having you on the show, brother.
Dude, thanks for having me.
Thanks. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We connect a community of entrepreneurs.